Shalom, brothers and sisters. The Lord bless you richly. I want us to continue with our series, Obtaining Good Report. And today we will be reflecting on the lives of the heroes of faith, as we see in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Particularly focusing on Abel, Enoch, and others, and also our lives. And as we see in scripture, we should note that God's testimony about these men and women focuses more on their manner of life rather than their confession. As much as we confess faith and we profess it, there is need for us to also perform the works of God by the faith of God. So this should also send a strong signal to us, to our hearts, that we will only be remembered for the things that we have done. That is, our legacy will be defined by our actions. So there is need for us to work out our faith, our salvation. As we see in scripture, a man like Abel, on one hand, his testimony came even before he gave the offering. Though God testified about his offering, but we see John, the beloved, describing his works as righteous in contrast to that of his brother Cain. And we can see in 1 John chapter 3 verse 12, 1 John 3 verse 12 reads that, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brothers righteous." So we can see that before Abel could even bring an offering to God, ever before he sacrificed, he and his brother brought a sacrifice to God as an offering, we see that Abel's faith was already evident in his righteous living. He had received every word that was spoken by his father Abraham, for every preaching, for every teaching, for every fellowship they had. Abel was consistently going back to God and approaching him with a willing heart to know God the more. And God revealed himself to him, and he lived righteously. That even in Genesis chapter 4, when it was spoken by Moses, Moses said that, "And God had respect unto Abel and his sacrifice." So there was, God testified of Abel's life even before his sacrifice. And on the other end, we see Enoch. Enoch was said to have also received testimonies of pleasing God before his translation. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. It says here that by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. So Enoch had a testimony before he was translated that this man pleased God. So his testimony did not only come from God alone, but those who lived around him. Men also saw his test and looked at him and looked at his life and knew that this man was different. You know, those around him have observed his righteous work and were not necessarily surprised that God took him. They were not really surprised. I'm sure that Lamech knew that, oh, this man was going to, this man, there's something different about him. Methuselah would have known that this man, who he was so different. His own walk with God was unique. So we see that in Genesis chapter 5, the Bible said that, and Enoch walked with God and was not found. So, because God took him, so he walked with God. And sometimes it registers in my heart, and I keep asking, the question is, at what point in a man's journey of faith can it be said that a man has walked with God? Like it was said of Enoch. For him to have walked with God, we don't walk with God by sight. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. So at what point in a man's journey can it be said he has walked with God? God at the point mentioned to Abraham and said, walk before me and be perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. So it doesn't matter the circumstances that surrounds us. God desires a closer walk with him. Back to Enoch, we notice that in his time, evil had prevailed, and many of the sons of God had derailed from the truth of God's word, and they lusted after the appearances of the daughters of the then world. We can see in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, God, the imagination of the people's heart was so wicked that God had to speak concerning it and said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So what angered God was not that the wicked people became more wicked, but that even the children of God had derailed and also have joined in the wickedness. So we see that those who ought to be teachers in the way of God, they are deviated from the faith that Adam originally taught. And they were now joining the wickedness, and their heart, they've allowed the roots of bitterness to spring up in their heart. And perhaps Enoch might have grown looking up to these people to emulate their lifestyle, but having seen that they've derailed, instead of joining the trend, he chose to walk with God. His decision to separate himself from the prevailing evil of his day and seek after the God resulted in his transformation. He transformed him. That transformed him to becoming an instructor in the ways of God. So the Bible could say that Enoch, a preacher of righteousness, in the book of Jude, the seventh from Adam, a preacher of righteousness. So how did Enoch become a preacher of righteousness? Oh, maybe because his name was Enoch, and Enoch means to instruct, to teach. You can bear anything. Yes, the name was to prove who he will be, but he would never become that if he never separated himself, if he never denied himself of the things that he was seeing in his then world, of the evil that he was seeing that looked luring, that looked persuasive. Yet he denied himself and then sought after God, and God revealed himself to him so that he can teach and instruct people, not only by words, mere words, not only by preaching with power, but also by the manner of life, by conversation. And that's why Paul will always talk about, he said that should look at his doctrine and his conversation, which is his manner of life. So indeed, his walk with God earned him his testimony from both God and from men. They could not deny that this man was righteous. And It means that God wants us to walk us, He wants to walk us through perfection, if only we can yield, so that we will have the testimony with man and the testimony with God. God wants us to be righteous before Him and also without blame before men. It takes a closer walk with God. And I would like to also remind us that we will only be remembered by what we have done. Indeed, there is need to be reminded that we will only be remembered for the things that we've done. We see in the book of Mark, in the words of Jesus, Mark chapter 13, verse 33 through to the end, it says, "Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, and at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And I say unto all, watch. Said Jesus, the Son of Man, leaving, going for a far journey. One thing that I want us to pick out of there is that he gave to every man his work. So he didn't just give us work to do, he gave us to every man his work. Our faith, the word of God that comes to us, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. So when the word of God comes to us, it builds faith in us. And when we receive the faith, that faith triggers the work of God in our life. Every man, every woman, the faith of God triggers the work of God in our lives. And when we receive that faith, we are expected to occupy, we are expected to go out and work, do the work of God. And it is, you know, a man came to Jesus once and asked and said, "Master, what shall we do that we may work the work of God? What shall we do that we may work the work of God?" And Jesus answered him, in John chapter 6, verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto him, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom God hath sent." So without faith, we cannot do the work of God. I would like to stop here today. Tomorrow we are going to look at how we can do the work of God by believing in the word of God. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. As we ponder on these things, the Lord bless you. Amen.